10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, nothing. No, nothing happened. This was a random countdown. And you look so stupid right now. You just wasted 10 seconds of your life. And you can't even complain because year after year, you have watched Salman Khan do the same, but never realized that it was actually a pre-recorded video. Salman Khan can't be on 4 different award shows, on 4 different television channels, singing Happy New Year to you in 4 different costumes. It was pre-recorded. So, anyway, let's get started. Hello and welcome to a new episode of Mood Posting Hours Bhand Ki Baat. Happy New Year in advance, or Happy New Year if you're listening to this in 2022. See, the thing is, New Year celebration has changed over the years, at least for me. New Year's used to be a pretty big deal, and it was the pressure that I had on me to enjoy my New Year's Eve was not more than the excitement I had on New Year's Eve. It's okay if I don't enjoy this day. I'm just excited that this is the last day and I'm excited for a new beginning. But right now, it's just there is so much visibility on your life and everyone's out there doing something and you just look at them and you have this FOMO, you're missing out something and you are supposed to be enjoying as well. And it comes to a point where you don't even know if what enjoyment means. I mean, I don't know what enjoyment means anymore. I can go out on a trip and like, okay, cool, but I'm supposed to enjoy. But then I don't really know how or what. But the times earlier were so simple. And I know I sound like a 60-year-old granddad right now or elderly uncle. But back in the day, oh my fucking god, did I just say back in the day? How do I put this without sounding like I'm 3 generations ahead of you? A few years ago, or let's say a dozen years ago, so, which also defeats the purpose because most of my audience is 15-year-olds. Back when I was 15, which was also 10 years ago. Oh, fuck, this doesn't get better. Let's just say it out, okay? Back in 2005 or 2007. New Year was very different. I mean, the idea of celebration of New Year was to go ahead and get that plum cake, that awful taste wala plum cake, which no one liked, but yet we bought year after year, and getting chips and cold drinks and, you know, tuning into your favorite award shows and not just tuning into one award show. Mind you that the real talent was switching between different channels just so that you can minimize the amount of ads that you have to watch and get the most of the content and not miss out any of the performances. And each of these award shows had this cliffhanger moment, which was not even the last award, okay? It wasn't ki, oh, best award kisko milega, best actor kon, best actress kon. No. It was that, you know, for some reason, they will take up this ongoing controversy and then they would play it around to have one very controversial remark. Let's say there was Salman Khan on stage and someone says ki, oh, Shah Rukh bhai ki bhi movie aayi thi. And then Salman Khan just turns around and he has that complete poker face with a bit of anger. And then the sound, the complete screen just turns gray. And there is a little audio effect. And the crowd is looking very surprised and shocked. Like, oh, fuck, did he just say that? And then they wouldn't show you what Salman's response was. Okay. And with every break, they would have this segment called Aage Dekhiye. And every Aage Dekhiye was this. And your constant discussion that went on in your family was, eh, wo Salman wala scene gaya kya? Oh, Salman ko Shah Rukh bola wo gaya kya? And just that. And then after around 2.5 hours of stalling and pura milking out that scene. You would see that he says Salman ke samne ki, oh, Shahrukh ki bhi movie aaye. And then Salman would say, oh, pata hai, Aamir ki bhi aaye, mujhe to pata hai. And the audience would laugh out. And then it was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Koi controversy, mirch masala kuch tha hi nahi. And it was just so angry. And it was just that. But I do have this in my head. I remember very vividly, there was just one incident jahan pe the fight was actually a fight, where Sajid Khan and Ashutosh Gawarkar, they had a riff, okay? So Sajid Khan said something like, oh, ye award wagera kya hi matter karta hai, or something like that. And just, you know, he was being himself. He was just playing around. He was joking. And then Ashutosh Gawarkar comes up and says ki, oh, you can't say that this award doesn't matter. You are just ruining the award for all the actors who are getting it. Like, award ki value nahi hai kya? Tum logo ko farak nahi padta, ye entertain. And it just went on. I'm like, oh. And this is the first time that I'm seeing ki, acha, actually these award shows were not a clickbait. Like, this jhagda wala segment was actually real. And then it was just disappointing because jab tak maine wo jhagda nahi dekha tha, I was expecting ki, oh, you know what, ye jhagda hoga mast ekdam mar dhaad, and I don't even know what would happen. But then it was just this, I mean, understand this, okay? This was a lifelong dream of mine ki main ek din jhagda dekhunga. And then the jhagda I finally see is between Sajid Khan and Ashutosh Gawarkar. I mean, it's a very low budget jhagda. And then throughout the show, Sajid Khan was making these very sarcastic remarks, but just cringe. Like, it was cringe to the 11-year-old me. Do you understand? Like, the 11-year-old me was watching, I was like, arre yaar, Sajid Khan jaane kyun nahi de raha? Like, kya hi ho gaya? It was just, haan, theek hai. Like, no one cares about you, no one cares about him. We are not watching the show for either of you. Wo Salman Shah Rukh ka kya hua, bata na. And then just year after year. And there were these very stupid jokes written throughout the show. But then you would just sit with your family and your family would laugh at them and you would laugh at them. And it was fun. And, you know, it's a winter night and you have somehow arranged, like, if the TV is already in your room, great. But if it is not, then you would try to arrange ki wo TV tumhare room mein rahe and you can all snuggle up in a blanket as a family or be in a room with your family taki thand nahi lage, and if it's 12 then you can all be prepared to sleep. And yeah, that, to think about it, that was fun. But as we grew up, or at least as time passed, which is equivalent to us growing up, things started to change. I think we either lost our interest in Bollywood or these award shows started mattering less. I think in the times of internet, ek to sare awards pehle hi pata chal jata kisko kya mila hai. So wahan pe interest khatam ho jata hai thoda sa, aur wo suspense factor chala jata hai. But then these award shows, the one thing that ticked me about these award shows was the sponsors, okay? I mean, there was time when these sponsors were good. Like Dabur Vatika, it's acceptable. Ki theek hai, Vatika, okay, cool. It's an acceptable brand or product. Theek hai, tum kar lo, award produce. But then there are like Bagh Bakri Chai award goes to, dude, tere ko pata hai, like tu kis kis ko award de raha hai, wo log ka movie ka budget pata hai tere ko kya tha, wo log ka movie ka collection pata hai tere ko kya tha, tu ja ke wo log ka Bagh Bakri award de raha hai, Shahrukh perform kar raha hai, okay, at least have it like Brooke Bond or Taza, like what is Bagh Bakri award show, like tum audience ka izzat mat karo, tum actors kisi ka, tum Shahrukh ka izzat kar lo na thoda. Bagh Bakri award show. And then after that, I think we all had a phase where we were very inspired by the Western movies and the Western TV shows, and we wanted ki, let's have a American style New Year celebration, or how they celebrate New Year in other countries. And you wanted to have your friends over at a house party, have booze and kiss someone at New Year's, which never really happens, by the way. Or, I mean, I don't know if it happens for you. See, I don't have hosts like the rest of you. So, But yeah, and then eventually we settled for something less, which was going to clubs and just having drinks and dancing the night away. But then you realize it's so fucking expensive. When you start earning, you realize that, okay, maybe it's a wise idea to go ahead. But then even then, it's like 4,000 for just the fucking entry. And दारू के काउंटर पे तो भाई जाओ ही मत. वहाँ डाइल्यूटेड दारू और एक एक शॉट तुमको 450-550 का मिलेगा, विच इज़ ऑल्सो अ स्टील अगर 450-550 का मिल जाए. एंड इट्स जस्ट वियर्ड क्रीपी पीपल जो जिंदगी में पहली बार बाहर निकले हैं एंड दे आर ऑल डांसिंग लाइक भाई यही है आज. मतलब यू नो हाउ यू सी पीपल एट अ क्लब एंड दे आर डांसिंग लाइक इट्स अ फकिंग विसर्जन. But then they're just enjoying themselves and I don't have any problem with that. But then, okay, cool, what the fuck are you doing here? And yeah, I don't want to pay that much amount for this. So you had your house parties and rest of it and it was cool. But I think right now the New Year's is not even for people. Like logo ka naya saal nahi hai, khali brands ka naya saal hai. It will be New Year and you will see Domino's coming up with, oh, you know what? New Year offer 100 rupees off pizza pe, which is their year on offer. Like, pure saal wo log pizza pe 100 rupees off de rahe because pizzas are already too fucking expensive and overpriced. But still, New Year pe, they'll just come up with the stupidest coupon code. It will be like Dom New or kya cheesy new. It's just cheesier. Like, cheesier. But it is also like, oh, we have cheesier pizza. It's so stupid, man. It's so stupid. And Ola will come up with like, oh, you know what? Naye saal pe kahin jana hai, cab le lo hamari. And Zomato will be like, khana khaya, lo, hum de rahe hain. Same with every other brand, man. It's so stupid. And it's so, I think these brands collectively kill the vibe of all these days. I think agar festivals khatam ho rahe hai na, we just need 2 or 3 more years of brand capitalizing on these festivals and events. Like Diwali, Eid, sab khatam ho jayega. Christmas, Diwali, Eid. I also said Christmas last May because I wanted it to be like, I didn't want one religion to get offended at me saying ki us religion ko kyun nahi bola. So yeah, Lohri, Christmas, Diwali, Tej, Eid, aur kya hota hai inka? Sabhi, matlab all religion ka festivals. I think all of these are going to get ruined just by brands. Like jo push notifications aati hai jo Twitter pe aur Instagram pe jo bhi aata hai sab cheez leke, I think it's going to like brands will be the end of festivals. I think we'll stop celebrating and recognizing New Year's just because brands are so fucking turned on by the thought of an event coming up. I know so many of my friends who work in these agencies and who are just tired because they have to produce more and more cringe content for these brands, and they don't want it, they don't like it, but they have to do it because that is what they do for a living. And all of these brands, like these streaming websites, the OTT platforms are going to come up and tell you what is it that you should watch for New Year's. All of these platforms will have their own throwback and playback. I think Insta is also going to have something like 2021 throwback, or they'll release it on a Thursday saying TBT. It's just so predictable, and I don't know who gets impressed by this. Why are they still doing it? But everyone wants to fit in. Spotify ne kiya, it was organic, it was cool. But now all of these other brands have to just come up and take and ride on that hype, ride on that joy that people experienced by having their data mined and extrapolated into showing stuff that doesn't make sense. But okay, cool. And now everyone wants to do it. And yeah, so I just don't know what to do on New Year Eve anymore. So I decided that if anyone else is also there and also mere podcast release karne ka time aayi and I didn't have a topic in mind, I thought this would be the best way to go. And to be honest, I just don't want to talk about New Year celebration. But I also want to talk about 2021 in hindsight. I think 2021 was one of those years for me which just went by, but at the same time I could feel as every moment was going by. As in, somewhere in my head, the last December was yesterday, but at the same time, I feel like the second wave was a million years ago. And I know maybe that isn't the case with you. I am no one to go ahead and make a meme that I just assume everyone will relate to, and you would relate to because everyone else is relating to it. I'll not go ahead and say ki, if you are feeling like can't believe 2022 just went away, 2022 is a week away, I'm not going to make the same meme that says 2022, which is a week away, and me still processing March of 2020. No, that is those meme ideas are for the pages that go ahead and do that. And now if you look at those pages and if you see those memes, don't tell it to them. Just it'll be our little secret. Like, we predicted it and it happened. But yeah, when I look back at 2021, a lot of great things happened. India won the gold medal. And I'm assuming a lot of good things happened in your life. But I think my biggest learnings from 2021 was a lot of perspective, a lot of self-awareness, understanding that social media is very corrupt. I mean, more corrupt than we thought it was. Transforming everything, every life experience, being converted into content, and just watching everything that I have experienced, or every little moment that I've had with any single person being converted into a 30-second performance, and just everything being repeated over and over again to a point where nothing's unique to me. And I think it's just this void that you realize that everything indeed is meaningless, and you are surrounded by a bunch of idiots. But I think my biggest learning from 2021 were a wider range of empathy by understanding the perspective of what everyone is going through. Understanding more about the socio-political climate of our country and where it's headed. Looking at the complete social media paradigm in a very different light, and understanding how we as content consumers are more fucked than we understand, how being a creator isn't something that should be celebrated, and it's not as liberating as these platforms make it sound like. But I mean, beside all of that, I have learned that everyone at this stage is in one way or the other very hypocritic, given the, again, social media aspect of things. And we all look at ourselves as the person we want to be, and we have incorporated that persona in this virtual platform, whereas the real life that we have, it is not merely a stage that we live in. I know we look at metaverse and Web3 as something which is supposed to be groundbreaking, but then when I look at it, I just understand that every day companies are trying to steer us away from reality bit by bit, and we look at these technical propagandas as groundbreaking inventions. But yeah, I think something that I want to go into 2022 with is the idea of prioritizing things in my life. Not that you needed to know this. And I think if you're talking about 2021, we can't ignore one of the major tragedies. I'm not talking about any particular loss or event. I'm talking about the complete second wave, which took place in the months of April, May. And yeah, it was not great. I think a lot of my mental health took a hit in the second wave, and it was just that for me. I mean, when I look at the second wave, I remember a phase where I was not doing even decent, let alone good. I went into survival mode, and even then I think I faced nothing as compared to the people who were the direct victims of it, people who lost a lot of people. And it breaks my heart to know that there are going to be so many people who are going to enter this new year without the people that they hoped they would have entered it. And it's not just that, you know, I know we're talking about the people who died, but it's not even that. I think it's so much bigger than that. Normally we see a lot of these things happening even without COVID, where people had lost people or, you know, broken friendships, but this was so much amplified in COVID, and it sucks that no one talks about it. When we talk about COVID, we just talk about the death count and how moving out of bed has become a task, but it has been so much bigger than that. There were so many friendships broken, there were so many rifts, so many breakups, and there were so many friendships where we just lost touch because we are no longer in the same geographical space, where the other person is not great at communicating, or let's say we aren't great at communicating, and we just look back at those times from, you know, one time to another, and it just warms our heart but also makes us sad knowing that we are no longer in touch with them, and those times are now somewhere so much into the past that we can't even relive them in our head. And there were so many people who lost their dreams, who couldn't go out into the college that they wanted to, there were so many people who had to do their entire college life at home, and that sucks so much. And to think that this isn't even compared to the loss that other people have had during COVID. It just shows how fucked up this entire thing was. And if you are one of them who feels that your loss or whatever happened to you wasn't as bad, it's not a competition. It is absolutely fine for you to grieve about the stuff that you lost. And I hope you learn to be at peace with your grief soon. And I just hope that something happens to you in 2022 that makes that void a little bearable. And I don't know if it was your fault or not. I don't know if there were some mistakes that you made, or if there was a way that you could control it to make it better. But if it was, then I hope you find a way to stop punishing yourself for it. I hope you find a way to get over your mistake and learn to forgive yourself. And I just hope that a year from now, you look back at this time and you feel better about the way things are then. And I just hope that you don't let yourself become a victim of your circumstances. I really hope that you don't indulge into self-loathing or indulge in your sorrow so much that you fail to create that life for yourself that you really want to go for right now. I think that's all I can say. And I hope this bit helps. I just hope that this gives you the push to go ahead. I hope this makes you feel seen. And amongst everything that's been going to happen right now, amongst everyone going ahead and celebrating their achievements, I hope you just don't feel alone. And I hope you don't sit in a corner and wonder to yourself, why you? Because it's not just you. It's a lot of people. While you see other people going ahead and talking about your achievements, know that there are millions of people out there who are not going to go ahead on social media or in public and talk about their grief. And while it doesn't make it any better to know that there are so many people who are suffering with you, there is some sort of comfort in knowing that you are not alone who's suffering. So on that note, this year has had its ups and downs for me, but I think one really good thing that happened and I want to talk about is I have been wanting to give up on this particular phase, this podcast of mine, and I know it doesn't mean much and I know it sounds very stupid. I hate it when people say that, you know, thank you for listening to my content or thank you for sticking around. And I'm not here to thank, I'm just here to celebrate this. This has been one thing that has kept me sane this entire year. This has been one constant thing that at the end of the day, whenever I felt like I'm not doing anything, this doesn't get too much of a response. There isn't a great audience for it. I think around 1,000 people listen to it every week. And I know that's not less, but I'm used to having more. And yet this just going on, just sharing and having these hour-long therapy sessions with you people, it has been of great help. And I just hope that you had some takeaway from each of these episodes. And I do not know if I'll be able to continue recording these episodes this entire year on a constant basis, but I hope I do. And yeah, I hope everyone has something that just, you know, you can look back at and think of. And if you're listening to this somewhere around New Year or somewhere around 12 a.m., I want you to imagine the three good things that happened to you this entire year. It's very cliche, it's very stupid, it's borderline cringe, but I want you to feel better about yourself as you enter this New Year. So Happy New Year, and I hope it gets better. And if it was great, by the way, I hope it stays that way. And yeah, Happy New Year. Kal kuch accha kha lena yaar. Like, if you want to start dieting, don't start it on first, start it on second. How is it going to be a Happy New Year if you're going to start your day with eating things you don't like? See you in the next episode. I mean, talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Hold up.